conservatives will likely increasingly be outnumbered, outspent, and outorganized unless they are shocked out of their somnolence. The quasi-good news is that the hard left is unapologetic, that it is the hard left, not just bankrupt in its ideology in a world where socialism has demonstrably wrecked entire countries. See Venezuela. If you want to see what the United States would look like on Ocasio-Cortez, go visit Venezuela and you'll see it. But also predictably hypocritical and cynical, given that leftists, antichrists, are now really the party of the rich and without much empathy for the deplorable and irredeemable middle class. You know, that's a great point. That used to be the Democrats used to run around and claim that they were the party of the poor, right? If you were poor and you needed food stamps and Medicare or Medicaid and job unemployment benefits and what have you here, the Democrats were your party. Not so much anymore. You know why? Because they don't expect anyone to have to work any longer. You don't ever make it to unemployment benefits if you were never employed. My telephone number, if you'd like to call the program, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. What else do we have here? This one, folks. How many of you people still think it's okay to ship your chirons off to public schools? Raise your hands. Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. No, seriously. How many? There are probably not very many. Okay, there's even a smaller coterie of you. Now, if I ask questions, how many of you think it's still okay to ship your chirons off to private schools? Even some private Catholic schools. Okay, now the percentage is going up. Now, in this crowd of Crusade Channel listeners, probably still not so much, but in the population writ large, many of you are going like, "Ooh, miniature, that's fine, I do it." Okay. When do you hear this? Just when you think it can't get any worse, it does. Now, remember a couple things. Eight-year-olds. So Roger has this because someone sent him a parent forwarded him this email. By the way, if you people ever get emails like this, please send them to me. I would love to have read this. Do you think it's necessary, Astrea, that a eighth grade. How old are eighth graders? 13, maybe? 12, 13? Somewhere, just becoming their adolescents, teenagers. So that's the high end of the spectrum. Low end, K, what are you dealing with? 5-year-olds? 4, 5, 6-year-olds? Okay. So you got 4-year-olds to 13-year-olds on the high end. So this K-8 school did the following. Private school did the following. The Sheridan School, right outside of Mordor in the Potomac River, which describes itself in its mission statement as, quote, progressive, close quote, took to the fainting couch over the fact that its sports teams had to play a bunch of gross evangelical kids. A woman named Jessica Donovan, head of the school, sent the following note to parents. At Sheridan School, we pride ourselves in the fact that we are teaching chirons to be allies and upstanders. What the hell is an upstander? Did you just make that word up? That's a neologism. There's no such thing as an upstander. And so to speak out when they perceive injustice. It is in the DNA of the work we do. There is no DNA in the work that you do. There is effort, there is a challenge, there is labor, there is execution, and there is completion. There's no DNA. And we know it is serving our children well when we hear from the high schools that our students are leaders and advocates in their schools. There are times when we need, when the need for social action hits close to home. Now, this woman is in charge of the school. And we are grateful for these teachable moments. And then she mentions the